Amen. Let's go to the word of the Lord. I thank God for his presence here tonight. And nothing like the church. Nothing like it. It's a little bit of heaven here on earth. Praise God. I believe that you can go to some places and you just feel the devil. You just feel, it just feels bad. But this is as close as we're going to get to heaven. And it feels good here tonight. Amen. I hope you love it. I hope you love being in God's presence. A little bit of heaven down here. And I love and appreciate Brother Connell. He loves God. He loves the things of God. I love to talk to him. And there's a lot of preachers that know a lot about a lot of things, but they don't always want to talk theology. Amen. And we're avid book hunters and readers, and I love that too. My son loves to hunt, and I occasionally go shooting as well. I've got some things to take care of the environments with. But when I talk about hunting, I'm usually talking about book hunting. I love to read, and I encourage you to read. But just don't read anything. Put good things in. So good things that come out. Amen. How many want to be a soul winner? How many believe the Lord brought you into the church for a purpose, a reason? You're not just here by accident. We don't believe that. We don't believe that. God brought you in here because you have a role to play in the church. A good role. Listen, don't fulfill God's will for bad, but for good. And all the things that I've learned, I just don't want it to be a waste of time. I want to be able to use the knowledge that I've acquired to win somebody to God. I'm not interested in winning an argument. I want to win souls. I want to persuade somebody to even change just a little bit is a big deal nowadays. Just to get them from point, forget point A to point Z, with Z representing a complete change. We can get them from point A to point B. We need God, don't we? People are stubborn and set in their ways, but God is able to move mountains, isn't he? Amen. Let's go to the word of the Lord. It's good to be here tonight. I feel this message here tonight for this church, and I feel that the Lord wants to talk to us here tonight. From the book of Matthew, chapter number 7, and then we're going to go to 1 Timothy. So Matthew 7 and 15, it said, beware of false prophets, which come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly. Everybody say inwardly. Boy, it's that inward part we've got to take care of. I contend the easy part is taking care of the outside. As difficult it is at times to get people to comply with outward holiness, I contend the real struggle is within. Praise God. Anybody can look good on the outside. It's that inward man that we've got to take care of. Beware of false prophets, which come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly they are ravening wolves. Ye shall know them by their fruits. Do men gather grapes of thorns or figs of thistles? Then from 1 Timothy chapter number 4 and verse number 1. Now the Spirit speaketh expressly that in the latter times some. Everybody say some. Not all, some shall depart from the faith, giving heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of devils. Would you help me pray tonight that God would talk to everyone that's here in this house? Would you lift up your hands to the Lord and say, God, talk to me, talk to my neighbor, talk to us tonight. God, we love your word. It's so powerful. It's so good. We want it deep down in our hearts today. God, let there be a liberty in the spirit here tonight. Use me, God. I pray. Help me. to speak good words to your great people here tonight. And would you clap your hands to the Lord? Hallelujah. We love you, Jesus. We adore you, God. Hallelujah. Just want to talk to us a little bit here tonight about what the Bible says. Just a few verses here tonight about what the Bible says that some are going to do. Some are going to do. Some shall depart from the faith. But I trust we've got our minds made up to live for God. Hallelujah. You may be seated. Good to be here. It's a good feel here tonight. The only thing we're missing is visitors. We want visitors. We want visitors. I encourage you to bring visitors. I encourage you to teach Bible studies. I encourage you to pray every day and say, God, lead me to a hungry soul. God wants to work with us, and He wants us to work with Him. There's nothing more beautiful than living for God. Soul winning is such a beautiful, beautiful thing to participate in, to work with God. I was a few years ago, I had met someone, and I wanted another chance to be able to talk to them, invite them, a chance to do that. I begin to pray. And did you know that God just made a way for us to meet again? And I don't believe it's coincidental. God answers prayer. We pray for a lot of things, and sometimes, and we all do this, we love things. We love, people love things. But we need to pray for spiritual things as well. And one of the most beautiful things to pray is, God, use me. God, use me. God, use me. Not to have a title or a place. Not to have something. It didn't have to be something that everybody else wants. But I believe the Lord wants to talk to this church about wanting to be used of God. And I'm not implying you don't. But sometimes God wants to accent something. And He wants to remind us. And sometimes we can overcommit, but it's better to just commit. And how do you remember the story of the tortoise and the hare? It's a profound story when you think about it. And that old jackrabbit, that old hare, boy, it bragged, and it just went and went and ran and leaped and a lot of drama and a lot of chaos. And it reminds me of a lot of people in the church that overcommit. And they're only there for just a few services and then they're gone. They're just like that jackrabbit. They run the aisles and they're loud and they want this and they demand that. And I'd rather have 20 tortoises that are just plugging along. There's not any drama or chaos. They're just there. And they may only get so far. But you can count on them. And God wants to be able to count on us. He really does. Let's worship the Lord here. We love you, Jesus. Oh, we love you, Jesus. Let's love the Lord. Let's love the Lord. Let's love the Lord. We worship you, God, today. Hallelujah. The Bible said, beware of false prophets. And they're going to come to you in sheep's clothing. They're not going to look like a wolf. They're not going to have a little sign on them that says, beware of me, I'm a wolf. Be careful. Don't listen to what I'm saying because I'm a wolf. No, they're not going to do that. They're going to appear like sheep. They're going to appear like something good. So, boy, if we've ever needed discernment, we need it in these last days. And we can't afford to have walked with God all this time to end up being deceived. But I want to warn you, this is why I preface my statements with, it really does matter what we are on the inside. God will give you the desires of your heart. There's a reason why some people have fallen into false doctrine. It's what they wanted. They may have never vocalized that. They may have never said that, but there was something in their spirit that hooked up with the spirit of the person that brought them the false doctrine. You need to love God. You need to ask God, God, protect me from devils. Protect me from evil spirits. Protect me from people that would want to deceive me and to lead me astray. And so I'm going to cover some things, a lot of quotes maybe, if the Lord would lead me here. And quotes from a man by the name of James Lilly from a book called Bishops and Councils. We're going to talk a little bit about these wolves, about some of these people that are without, that chose or choose to do wrong, and sometimes those that are within. Whatever the case is, we want to guard ourselves from being deceived. God warned us through His Bible to be careful and to not be deceived. Oh, I thank God for the word of the Lord. Amen. And so the Bible talks about some. Some, not all, some. And I don't know about you, but at the end of my days, and Elder Morton kid's around, and maybe I hope he's not being prophetical. He said, Garza, one of these days I'm going to bury you. And so maybe he's talking about doing my funeral. But anyways, I want to live just like anybody else. We all want to go to heaven, but not yet. We all talk about going to heaven. We sing about heaven, but we don't want to go right now. You know, John in the book of Revelation said, come quickly, Lord Jesus. But we're not praying that. We're not praying that. We haven't got to that place. But you go through tribulation and you get boiled in oil and you'll be saying, come quickly, Lord Jesus. But one of the reasons we don't or should not want the Lord to come right now is I've got family that needs the Holy Ghost. I've got family that needs to be saved. I've got family that's deceived tonight. I've got family that has listened to the God, little g, of this world. And they need the gospel. They need God. And we've got to take it to them. We've got to pray. So I want to talk to you about the sun. The some that are going to choose to do wrong. The some that are going to choose to not work on their spirit and then allow themselves to be deceived. And I'm going to tell you there's 1,001 ways to be lost and only one way to be saved. There's 1,001 lies out there and only one truth. And you've got to overcome that if you're of the mindset that says, well, I'm a little troubled by that. It's not that narrow. The Bible said narrow is the way. There's a lot of people that will make you feel guilty that, are you trying to say you're the only church or the only faith or the only way? You can't help somebody if you're not persuaded of that. We're not pluralistic. We're not universalists. There's some people that believe they're nicer than God. Their liberalism, one of their characteristics or attributes is they believe they're nicer than God. And we can't be nicer than God. We've got to follow God. And there's some folks that believe that God is so merciful that even the devil might be saved. Universalists. We're not universalists. We're apostolic. You've got to obey the truth to be saved. There's some folks that believe you don't have to do anything to be saved. You better follow the Holy Ghost so you're not going to be saved. Amen. But some are going to give heed to seducing spirits. Not just any kind of spirit, but something that seduces every one of us here tonight. We can look pious, we can look like we've got it all together, but every one of us has got weaknesses here tonight. Now, for the life of me, we've got casinos in our area. I don't understand why people would go up there and get drunk and lose their money playing that one-armed bandit. I don't understand that. But there's people that are addicted to gambling. It is a seducing spirit to them. They just can't help it. They'll lose and lose. And they always believe that next time I'm going to win. That next time I play that table, that next time I pull that arm, I'm going to win. And they come back losers. And there's a reason that place keeps getting bigger. And other people have to get drunk to overcome what they've lost. It's a seducing spirit. But I tell you, we can make fun of people like that. I choose not to. I choose to believe that every one of us has got a spirit that, if we're not careful, will seduce us to do wrong. Here tonight, I want you to help me preach, because we're not looking for a reason to be seduced by evil. We're looking for an excuse to do something right, to be tempted of good. Let's lift up our hands here tonight. You've got to be in the Holy Ghost here tonight. Let's pray. Why don't we begin to ask God to help us? We don't want to be part of the some that choose to do evil, that choose to do wrong, that choose to not work on their spirit. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. So what are some of the characteristics of those that depart from the faith? Let me tell you that those wolves, those people that stay within the realm of Christendom, if you will, you hardly ever profess atheism. They're believers. Oh yeah, they're believers. And so you've got to be able to know who they are, how they operate. And there's an MO. And I've been preaching for a few years now, and I'll tell you, I'm troubled by the MO of those that choose, the some that choose to work with the devil. I tell you, we got to fight evil. It's not enough to be good. You've got to fight evil. So, well, I don't believe in fighting. You better fight this kind of fight. I'm not talking about physical fight. I'm talking about spiritual fight. You better care enough about your soul and about your children to fight back when the devil's coming in. I believe there's probably be more people saved if a mom and dad would get mad every once in a while and say, "Devil, I'm tired of you seducing my children to do evil." There's too much passivity in the church. There's too many people that are pacifists in the church. I tell you, you gotta get mad at the devil. You gotta get mad at those spirits. You gotta get mad at those spirits that are constantly trying to get you to do wrong. You can't sit there and just let him talk to you and let him trying to plan out your destruction. I'm telling you, he'll plan out your destruction. You'll sit there and listen. He'll plan out how he'll destroy you. I'll tell you, if your weakness is adultery or sexual sin, he'll plan out your destruction. He'll put a picture in your mind. He'll tell you, this is what you do and this is what's going to happen. And look how good this is going to be. And you've got to say, "Get thee behind me, Satan. I don't belong to you. I belong to God." If your weakness is anger, and the devil show you how to promote your anger and how to be mad and how to be angry and how to kill somebody in your mind, say, no, my mind's been given to the Holy Ghost. Come on, somebody. We've got to fight back. It's not enough to be good. We've got to fight evil. You've got to help your pastor fight evil. You don't need to sit back and say, "Why is he preaching that again?" You need to say, "I don't know why he's preaching it. I don't know who it's for, but I'm going to help my pastor fight the devil, fight the spirit that's trying to come into this church." And pray him before service. I'm telling you, there's something that ain't here tonight, but it may be somebody. Well, I won't say beyond that. I'll just say this. I'll just say this. We need to make sure we're doing everything we can to be right with God. There might be someone that's not here tonight that's a member of this church. They're not living right. And they've opened the door. Let me just tell you, when you don't live right, such as listen to music that's not right, you've opened a door and a window for that spirit to come in. You look at things in your home that you think aren't going to cause any problems. You've opened a window and a door to allow those spirits. There's somebody, amen, that needs to close that door, close that window. They may not be here tonight, but I'm going to preach like if they were here tonight. Because they're responsible for every message that goes forth from here. If you miss, even for sickness, you ought to say, "Hey, Pastor, what happened the last service? I want to know what was preached. I don't want to miss anything. I don't want to be out of touch. I want to be right in the middle of it all. I don't want to be on the outskirts. I don't want to be on the periphery. I want to be in the know. I want to know what God said. I want to know what the Holy Ghost is saying to the church." Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. But they don't profess atheism. They don't profess to be wrong. They don't come in and say, "Pastor," they are great pretenders. So I'm going to speak of them that are without, those that are not apostolic. But I also want you to remember that the same thing could be said of those that are within. What happens in the macro, what happens in the biggest examples that you can think of, also happens in the smallest of details within the church. Oh, I want God to use me for good. How many want to be a blessing to the church? Praise God. I don't know of any other individual. Amen. And we know that there's people in the Bible that were possessed of devils. And maybe I'm wrong here about what I'm going to say. But when it talked about Judas, it said Satan entered into him. I tell you this, the devil would love to use you to destroy this church. I don't feel that here tonight from any of you. I feel good spirit. I feel sincerity. Stay that way. Let's lift up our hands and say, "God, I want to be used for good. I want to be used for good. Not to be troubled, but to bring good." Would you lift up your voice? Come on, tonight. Come on, be used of God. Be used of the Spirit. Be used of the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Come on, lift up your voice to the Lord and say, "God, I want to be able to fight devils. I want to be able to fight the spirit of this world. I want to be able to fight the demons that are coming against this church. I tell you, there's spirits that don't want this church to have revival. We need men and women that are sold out to God to pray against those spirits." Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Amen. They wear sheep's clothing. They have the attire of those that would be considered Christians. But they're really wolves. One comment that Lily made said, "They're tearing wolves from among yourselves. Shall rise up men speaking crooked things to draw away." I'm going to tell you, there's anybody in the church, I don't care who it is, that speaks against your pastor, you need to avoid them. You need to mark that man. You need to avoid them. Because they're being used of the Spirit to cause division. I say, praise the Lord. Oh, I feel to say some things here tonight. I feel to say some things here tonight. Amen. Don't look just for those that are causing chaos in the world that claim to be Christian. But also look within. Not with an eye of being critical. But for an eye that says, "I want to be saved and I don't want to be deceived." But said, amen. Amen. The characteristic of the men in question was that they were to be churchmen. That they were to have a form of piety. I tell you, some of the people that I've pastored, some of the ones that have affected our church for evil, for bad, have been self-righteous people. Oh, it's easy to get off. We need to follow the man that's following the plan. Praise God. You can be in the church house saying, "God, I'm glad I'm not like that sinner that just walked in." And all of a sudden our prayer is on the wrong path. Oh, I've prayed. I've walked into God's house and felt so good. And after a while got off. Well, is the answer not to pray? No, the answer is to pray in the right spirit. There's people that have fasted and got a wrong spirit because their motive wasn't right. Their attitude wasn't right. Oh, even in our prayer, even in our fasting, even in our devotion, we've got to stay right with God. Sometimes it's our strengths, not our weaknesses, that can be our problem. So the problems we had in Madera Church years ago were people that were singers, that were talented, where they expected to sing. Expected. I tell you, the pastor should be able to say, there's no singing tonight. Or so-and-so, you're not singing tonight. But what happens is good people attach themselves to something that they don't believe is evil or wrong, but yet it begins to affect the service. I tell you, this church isn't about you. It's about Him. It's not about your talents. It's about honoring Him. It's about worshiping Him. Let's love Him. It's not about us. It's about Him. Come on, young man. It's not about you. It's not about you, young lady. It's about God. It's about singing for Him, honoring Him. It's about singing with the understanding. Hallelujah. It's about making a joyful noise to the Lord. Come on, let's clap our hands to the Lord and make a joyful noise to the Lord. It's not about you. It's about Him. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. On the macro. Amen. And speaking of those that are without, some are self-styled. They never disown God. On the contrary, they filled the world with their confessions. And some of you that may be aware or may make you aware, there's a Nicene Creed, an Athanasian Creed. A lot of these people that are without that cloak themselves under the banner of Christianity have caused nothing but confusion when it comes to the oneness of God. They don't claim to be atheists. They don't claim to be pagans, but they introduce that into the so-called, what they call, the church. We know it's not, but I thank God for the apostolic church. And I thank God for a preacher that stand behind the pulpit flat-footed and preach against sin. And preach against the spirits that are trying to come into the church. Amen. Hallelujah. You know why? Because there's wolves out there. Amen. These wolves like to dress up like Christians. They like to dress up and say, look at who I am. And they introduce paganism and the philosophies of men. But I want a pure gospel. I want a pure message. I want the Holy Ghost to speak to me. Hallelujah. But they introduce creeds. And they introduced paganism and syncretism, meaning they've introduced things out there, amen, to blend in. Their idea of soul winning is taking their festivals, the pagans' festivals, and just Christianizing it and renaming it. That's not the way apostolics do it. We repent of it. We get rid of it. We don't take what God hates and rename it. We get rid of it. It's called repentance. Hallelujah! Hallelujah! Oh, I feel good about what I'm preaching here today. Because this is part of the Bay Area, and the Bay Area's kind of attitude is live and let live and don't judge. We're going to judge here tonight. There's some spirits that are not welcome in this church. And they're called bad spirits. They're called devils. They're called demons. They're not welcome here. We want God in our midst. We want God to know. We want purity. We want holiness. Hallelujah. These are self-styled successors. Oh, hallelujah. They love to impress the masses with their mitres and with their, you know, all of the paraphernalia and the robes and the garb and the purple and the scarlet and oh, look at all that and the crucifixes and everything that appears under the banner of what's represented to people as heaven and as Christianity, and they're being deceived by the masses. That's right. Oh, aren't you glad you're in the truth tonight? Introduced by their pomp, their pride and their arrogance. I tell you, for anybody to say that they are infallible is a sin against God. The only one that's infallible is Jesus Christ. But for an entity or for a group of people to believe that the church we go to is infallible, the people are infallible. That is taking what belongs to God and God alone and giving the attribute to a mere man, I tell you, Jesus Christ wasn't a mere man. He was God manifest in the flesh. Hallelujah. He was infallible. He is infallible. Let's love the Lord here tonight. Oh, we're going to talk about some things. Self-styled successors. People that claim to be, amen, the successors of the apostles. I tell you, amen, we are the originals. Amen. We are, amen. We have the same spirit of those that were born on the day of Pentecost, my friend. Hallelujah. We're apostolic. What happened on the day of Pentecost didn't ever die. Amen. The church didn't ever die. Hallelujah. We are one God. We have the apostles' doctrine. Amen. There's Baptist churches that claim to be the successors. They're self-styled successors. But we have the truth. We have the Spirit. We have the evidence. Hallelujah. Silver and gold have they none. They don't have anything else. I tell you, I'm trying to get you to understand that the modus operandi of a wolf is there braggarts. They have to display outwardly. They have to display vocally because they can't demonstrate it in the power of the Spirit. I don't let any of my young men tell me they're called of God. You go to your pastor and you go in a spirit of humbleness and you say, I think I have a calling in my life. God will confirm it with your preacher. There's too many men out there. They're going to call themselves whether their pastor, says they're called or not. I don't want that on my life. That's a great thing. Oh, hallelujah. I tell you, there's a lot of men out there. Oh, they're full of hot air. Look what I am. Look what I'm doing for God. It better be right and it better be in the Holy Ghost and it better be under the auspices of your pastor's blessing. It's worship the Lord. Oh, it's going to get a little tight here today, but I believe we've got to come against some spirits of this last tower. Hallelujah. How many want to help me fight these devils, amen, that are causing chaos in Pentecost? Young men that are, amen, that are not listening to elders. Young men, because of their talent, think they don't need elders. Hallelujah. Young men, amen, that are come against an elder is a wrong thing. Hallelujah. It's wrong for a young man to confront an elder. But I'm trying to give you M.O. of a false prophet. And of the some, they're going to fall prey. I remember years ago, there's this man that came to Madera. He wasn't there very long. But there's a lot of times I think about some things. I tell you, there's a lot of things that could happen on this road to life. A lot of little roads you can take. Seem innocent, like innocent little roads. I remember I was back in the baptistry room, and this man that was coming to our church for just a little bit, he said, why don't you come with me? I'm thinking about starting a church up in the foothills. And you know what? I didn't know a lot about God, but I'm glad I didn't listen to him. You better know the voice of your shepherd. You better know the voice, because there's another voice. See, one of the reasons you got to fight evil is the devil's trying to condition you to listen to him. And if he can get you to listen, he'll bring more spirits to see if you'll listen to that. You better say, my ears are closed to everything that's wrong. My ears are closed to everybody that's wrong. My ears are devoted to the Lord. My ears are devoted. I already got a pastor. I don't need somebody coming by telling me I'm called when I've got a pastor that'll tell me that. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, let's clap our hands to the Lord here tonight. Silver and gold have they none. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Amen. But the apostles of today, so-called, they don't speak like the apostles. They borrowed words from the heathens. They borrowed words from Plato. You read the Nicene Creed, the Athanasian Creed, and I tell you, this church is not based on a creedal system. We go to the Word of God to find out what we believe. They borrowed from Plato and they borrowed from Aristotle. You know why? Because they didn't have enough of the Scripture. They didn't have the Holy Ghost leading them. Oh, I thank God for one God apostolic preaching. We're not going to borrow from the heathen. We're going to talk what God wants us to say. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. As a matter of fact, amen. The Bible said in 1 John 2:19, they went out from us, but they were not of us. They were not of us. I'll tell you, if you don't feel like you belong, you ought to get into this altar. You ought to get in this altar and say, God, I want to belong here. I can't think of anything greater. You might have other goals. I want to sing. I want to be used. I want to play an instrument. If you don't feel like you belong, you need to forget all that for a moment. You need to say, I want to feel like I belong here. This is your church. That's your man of God. You don't need to be looking anywhere else. This is it right here. God, I want to feel like I belong. Oh, I tell you, the devil's looking for a wandering star. Praise the Lord. Don't be a wandering star. Drop your anchor and work for the Lord. Don't look for a title. Don't look for a position. Look to fulfill the will of God in your life. Don't sell your soul for a price. I know of people that abuse you in a heartbeat to preach. You'll be lost. Get in the church and stay and drop your anchor and say, I don't want to be like some that fall for a seducing spirit. I want to be part of the some that follow the leading of the Holy Ghost. Oh, we love you, Jesus. They went out from us, but they were not of us, for if they had been of us, they would no doubt have continued with us. But they went out that they might be made manifest that they were not all of us. Oh, when John deals with that Antichrist spirit, isn't it something that people that just focus on God's love and ignore God's justice and judgment? They'll say, the great apostle Paul was an apostle of love, and he did preach love. But he also warned against the spirit of Antichrist. So don't get it mad at your preacher. Or don't get mad at a preacher if he sounds mean. Amen. He's not fighting you. He's fighting the spirit that's trying to deceive you. I thank God for preachers that will get up and get red-faced and say, bless God, this is the way it is. And bless God, this is warn and rebuke. Why? Because they love souls. Thank God for a preacher that'll get red-faced and work with God. And thank God for saints that say, I know my preacher loves me, but he's got to preach to my soul. Oh, let's worship the Lord here tonight. Don't be part of the sum that falls for a seducing spirit, a nice spirit, a cajoling spirit. I tell you, one of the tricks of the enemy is for him to put his arm around you and say, the pastor doesn't love you. He doesn't care for you. If he did, he would do this and he would do that. You gotta let the man of God operate in the Holy Ghost. Right? Not under your direction, under God's direction. I mean, remember that man from Syria, I believe it was. It was a leper, and he came to get healed of the prophet. And did you know the prophet didn't even meet him at the door? What kind of church is that? Send his assistant. I ain't going back to that church. And that man had it made up in his mind what was supposed to happen. That was God's will. I'll tell you what's wrong with people that have that spirit, that are seduced by a seducing spirit, is it's not God's will. They confuse their will with God's will. They're always second-guessing the preacher. Always second-guessing what he's saying, what he's doing. You need to pray that through. That man thought, I thought for sure he would come out and pronounce the name of God, not be healed. And that man of God didn't even come outside to say hi. didn't give him the time of day. I tell you, when you're not right with God, you watch this. Your preacher may not look at you with the best of countenance. There's going to be times, oh, you want him to shake your hand. You want him to pat you on the back. And God may or may have not told him, but it's not, something's not going to feel right. And this man from Syria was not right with God. And he said, go wash 7 times in the Jordan. And because his will was strong, aren't there other rivers that are cleaner than that? I tell you, you better listen to the preacher. You better listen to the man of God. Oh, I tell you, that old seducing spirit has ruined a lot of people. But I don't want to be part of that number. I want to be part of that number that says, God, I've got to pray. I don't want to listen to a spirit that's going to magnify my will. That's going to magnify what I want to do. Some of you want to be a preacher. But I tell you, being a preacher is one of the hardest things. Because it's not, we don't get up here and say what we want. We've got to say what God wants. And then, all that goes on behind the scenes, you better make sure you're called or you'll die. You'll die an early death. Oh, let's worship the Lord here. Oh, we better make sure that God, we're working with God. Why don't you lift up your hand and say, God, I don't want to be part of this some that destroys their lives because they don't know how to listen. They don't know how to follow God. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. For such are false apostles, deceitful workers, transforming themselves into the apostles of Christ. I can't remember if I stated it as a question or just made a statement. I said, I guess I did ask. I'll ask it tonight. What's worse, someone being backslid or somebody staying in the church and working for the devil? I tell you, I want to be used to God, not the devil. And I contend there's people that are carnal and are not aware that they're being used of the devil. They're not aware of it. I tell you, we need to pray. Transforming themselves. Oh, for such are false apostles. Deceitful workers. Transforming themselves, not into devils, but the apostles of Christ. Isn't that something? And no marvel, for Satan himself is transformed into an angel of light. For such men are false apostles, deceitful workers, masquerading. There's another translation. Masquerading as Christ's apostles. The older I get, the more bold I believe the Lord's making me. Amen. I want to fight people like this. They're in the church masquerading as false prophets and false teachers. I want to fight them. I want to fight them. This is my church. Hallelujah. This is my church. The apostolic church is my church. I don't want anyone to ruin it. I don't want anyone to change it. I love the music. I love the holiness. I love the doctrine. Come on. Is there anyone that will help me fight? I don't want anyone to change it. I don't want anybody to defile it. I don't want anyone to come against it. Hallelujah! They're enemies of the truth, and they attack from the flank. They know how to come in, and they know how to just have enough truth to bring in their lie. When Arius, who brought in Arianism, confronted the then known world with this doctrine, he didn't say he didn't believe in God. He didn't say he didn't believe in Christ. He didn't even say that Christ wasn't God, but he just wasn't nearly as high as God. I'll tell you what, there's some people that have come knocking on your door, and if your heart's not right, they'll deceive you. There's been a lot of people deceived. They'll say, Jesus Christ is the mighty God, but he's not the almighty God. I'm here to tell you Jesus Christ is the Almighty God, and He's the Mighty God. He's the Everlasting Father. He's the Prince of Peace. I don't want anybody changing what we've got. I don't want anybody coming in with their little snake oil tricks. Amen. I want to defend the gospel. Is there anybody here that loves the gospel? Hallelujah. Now I beseech you, brethren, mark them. You're going to have to fight. Mark them that cause divisions and offenses contrary to the doctrine which you have heard, learned, and avoid them. It's not time to be a prophet of love, a disciple of love. Love, in its truest sense, is meant for those that honor God. We're to love everybody. But we cannot love sin. And we cannot bless those that are bringing evil to the church. And everybody said, amen. Amen. So what the apostle then seems to say is, beware of those who bring in alterations. How small on the truths, however small on the truths which ye have learned. Let me show you, if you go to 1 Corinthians chapter 10, the word some occurs four times. That neither be ye idolaters, as were some of them. As it is written, the people sat down to eat and drink and rose up to play. I tell you, I came out of a religion that is full of wickedness and doctrines of demons. And we worshiped and bowed down to and lit candles to little gods, to idols. And I believe that idols will bring demons into your life. Amen. If you look at every country that's predominantly Roman Catholic, it is a third world country. It has brought destruction to their land and to their people. The poverty rate is higher. The crime rate is higher. The educational level is dismal. You know why? Because sin brings chaos to people's lives. But the deceit is this, is when I was in that so-called church, I didn't believe it was idolatry. The family I have that still currently goes there does not believe it's idolatry. Thank God that God opened my eyes. Amen. Thank God that He's opened our eyes. Idolatry comes with a seducing spirit where people don't believe they're honoring little gods, but we worship and honor the great God of heaven. And we reject idolatry. We reject idolatry. We know it for what it is. It's not enough to say I worship God, but thou shalt not have any other gods beside me. We are not pluralistic. We must have the stand that God wants us to have. It's not enough to claim I'm one God. I am opposed to other gods. I am opposed to false gods. I am opposed to anybody praying to anything that's made out of wood or stone or gold or silver. He's a living God. Hallelujah. I said He's a living God. He can hear us. He can see us. Give Him honor here tonight. Would you preach with me for a little while? It might be a little lengthy here tonight. And I feel the unction of the Holy Ghost to preach here tonight. Hallelujah. Verse 8, neither let us commit fornication as some of them committed and fell in one day 3,000 and 20,000. So one group fell through idolatry. This other group fell through fornication. I tell you, young people, and I tell you, it's affected everyone, I believe, in Pentecost to a great degree. We've got a lot of technology, but it didn't take very long to destroy your testimony. It won't take you very long to be down in the dumps and in the gutter Amen. Because you're looking at things you shouldn't be looking at. We need to make a devotion to God that says, I want to protect my eyes and I want to protect my heart because I don't want a seducing spirit to come into my heart. I want to be full of the Holy Ghost. How about you? I want to be full of the Holy Ghost. How about you? Amen. I don't want to be full of a pornographic mind. I don't want the spirit of pornography in my home. I don't want the spirit of licentiousness. I don't want the spirit of fornication. Amen. Hallelujah. 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 I'm convinced liberal preachers, because they don't follow the Holy Ghost, do not understand why it's so important to preach modesty. Modesty is so important in these last days. Because if you don't dress modestly, young ladies, amen, what's going to happen is you're going to get a seductive spirit. And then what's going to follow after is that spirit of fornication is going to come knocking on the door. Thank God for holiness preaching. Woo! Thank you, preacher! Come on, you ought to thank God for holiness preacher! You don't have a liberal preacher, you have a holiness preacher! Don't get mad at a preacher! Amen, that'll preach against some things and name it specifically. Verse 9, neither let us tempt Christ as some of them also tempted and were destroyed of serpents. Isn't it something that the Bible said, thou shalt not make any other gods, thou shalt not make anything made out of silver, brass, and all that. And then these people were bitten by vipers, and you know what God said? Make you a brazen serpent. That's what you were acting like. I tell you, people could be in the church and act like snakes. I want to act like a saint of God. When I was growing up, we thought a saint was one of them things that was on the dashboard. But you know what saint means? It means pure ones, holy ones. I'm so hesitant, not that I want to deny him. I'm so hesitant to say I'm a Christian at times because I look at the way I fall short. Oh, we need the Holy Ghost to help us to live for him. Would you lift up your hands? We're going to do a lot of praying here tonight. You can't walk this way without being devoted to him. You can't walk this way with by your own power, by your own intellect, by your own talent. You're going to have to be devoted to God. You're going to have to pray. You're going to have to walk in the Spirit. Neither murmur as some of them. God hates murmuring. God hates complaining. Neither murmur as some of them. We're talking about what some people have done to lose out with God. We can't be murmurers. We can't be complainers. Some of them murmured and were destroyed of the destroyer. It's a brand new year. Let's make up our mind. We're going to be soul winners and we're going to speak faith, not complain. Amen. Oh, I can't wait. I can't wait for that next person that's going to get the Holy Ghost. I can't wait to hear the next testimony of somebody that's getting healed. Oh, let's speak faith. Come on. God hates murmuring. God hates complaining. Let's make up our minds. We're going to speak faith around here. But then, after speaking of some of them, the great apostle in verse 5, he defined what some of them were. He said, but with many of them, God was not well pleased. For they were overthrown in the wilderness. I don't want to be overthrown in the wilderness. I'd rather go to a prayer meeting that hardly people falling asleep. I haven't been to one of them kind of prayer meetings. Than to be out there in the world drinking it up. I tell you, they think they're having fun out there. They're not having fun out there. I'd rather be a doorkeeper in the house of the Lord than to enjoy the pleasures of sin for a season. I don't feel sorry for our young people because they can't do this and they can't do that. You are privileged. You are blessed of God to be in the church, to hear the Word of God, to feel the presence of God, to know God, the richness of His revelation. Oh, let's love the Lord. Hallelujah. The Bible said, and many shall follow their pernicious ways by reason of whom the way of truth shall be evil spoken of. Don't follow anybody's pernicious ways. I tell you one of the signs, I tell you threefold cord is not quickly broken. I tell you, you want to make sure you never backslide. Three things. There's more than that, but three things. Be connected to God. As much as you possibly can to the pastor and to the local church. It's going to be almost impossible to backslide. Let's lift up our hands and love the Lord. Think about what I just said right now. You need to make sure the devil can never get you. Come on, if you have a problem with one of those three areas that I mentioned, then you're inviting the spirit of seduction to come into your heart. Oh, you need to be totally sold out to God, your pastor, and the church. Come on, let's love the Lord here. Oh, come on, tell the Lord, I don't want to backslide. I don't want to be weak in the faith. I don't want to follow anybody's pernicious ways. Hallelujah. Now the Spirit speaketh expressly that, and in the latter times, some, everybody say some shall depart from the faith, giving heed. You're going to have to listen. If you're going to be backsliding, you'll backslide. You're going to have to listen to a seducing spirit. And it never seems like a seducing spirit. It just seems like a good thought. But I tell you, you better stay close to the man of God. Amen. A seducing spirit can work this way. You may be out of a job and a seducing spirit, the devil bring a seducing spirit your way and say, hey, I found out this place in Texas is hiring and they're paying about $30 an hour. And if you'll call right now, you get the job. You'll say, I'd rather be picking up cans on the street. I'd rather shine shoes. And I used to pick grapes, and if I have to pick grapes again, I'll do it again than to lose my local church and to lose my pastor. Come on, somebody. Come on, somebody. Don't let a seducing spirit come your way. Hallelujah. Some shall apostatize from the faith, but... some doesn't necessarily mean a few. Many shall follow their pernicious ways. Help me preach here just a little while longer. I'm almost done. For we hear that there are some which walk among you disorderly, working not at all, but are busy bodies. Tell you, it's time to get to work. Time to get to work. Not busy bodies. It's time to get to work. God loves it when the church is busy. God loves it when the church, I tell you, the people in my church that are the busiest, have long working hours, are usually the ones that are the best in prayer, the best in leadership. You know why? God blesses it when you work. Get out there and do something. Get out there and make it happen. Amen. We got a mentality in this society that the government should do everything for you. That's not a Christian mentality. Come on, get up and pray for yours. There's some people who say, well, if somebody's got to do it. No, I tell you, you got to get up and make it happen through God. Hallelujah. God loves when you get out there and say, God, I believe you're going to help me. God, I believe you're going to help me. Let's worship the Lord. Sometimes praying is work. Oh, sometimes it's a chore. Sometimes it feels good and there's no effort hardly. But sometimes it's a chore. Come on, let's get to work here right now. If you don't like to work out there, you're not going to like to work in here. Come on, we need some workers. We need some workers. When a visitor comes, it's time to roll up your sleeve and work. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, I worship you, God. 1 Timothy 1:6, from which some having swerved have turned aside. Some having swerved. I'll tell you, don't ever leave this beautiful way. Make up your mind. You're going to live and die as an apostolic. Don't swerve. I'm almost where I want to be in my message. But don't get so arrogant that you don't think that you need God. Oh, we need God. The longer I live, the longer I preach, the more I realize I need God. Hallelujah. 1 Timothy 1:19, holding faith and a good conscience, which some having put away concerning faith have made shipwreck. I'm going to tell you, we need faith. We need to operate in faith. When we pray tonight, we need to come up in faith. Whatever your need is, in faith. Not with the spirit of murmuring. Oh, we're going to do this again. Yeah, we're going to do this again in faith. Reaching out to God. 1 Timothy 5:25. Likewise, also the good works of some are manifest beforehand, and they that are otherwise cannot be hid. And then 1 Timothy 5:15, for some are already turned aside after Satan. When my friend, my best friend, got in the church years ago, the Lord led me. I was just a young man out of a rock band, long hair, and I came into the church. God was so good to me. He had so much mercy. And I began to pray for my best friend. And did you know that I'd be driving through town and park somewhere and there's my best friend. I tell you, God will answer your prayers. I began to witness to him. He got in the church, became the youth leader, was one of my best friends, was one of the life of the party, just a great guy. And he had been in the church 7 years when he backslid. And Brother Connell, when he backslid, it felt like somebody kicked me in the stomach. It felt like somebody had died. See, the devil wants to convince you that if you'll just leave, nobody will miss you, nobody will notice. I tell you, it's a spiritual death. You need to stay in the church and be a blessing. People are counting on you. Come on, God's got a reason for you to be here. God's got a purpose for you. The other day, Brother Connell, he's still backslid as far as I know. I haven't been in contact with him. I heard through the grapevine he had a massive heart attack. And I've been praying for him that he'll go back to the church. Don't ever leave the church. Don't swerve. Don't get out of the way. It doesn't matter what you go through. Don't matter what happens. Lift up your hands. Say, God, I don't ever leave you. Don't keep your pastor up at night because he doesn't know where you're at because you didn't call him. Don't be used of the devil to hurt the ministry. Don't be used of the devil, amen, to kick your pastor in the stomach because he doesn't know whether you're going to make it or not. Come on, lift up your voice. We're going to pray, and I'm almost done here tonight. Would you lift up your voice? Say, God, protect me from a backsliding spirit, God. God, hallelujah, hallelujah. Help me, God. Oh, Revelation 2:2, I know thy works and thy labor and thy patience and how thou canst not bear them which are evil, and thou hast tried them which say they are apostles and are not, and hast found them liars. We have false prophets among us, false apostles, men that are not called. Let's stand together, false brethren. But what do? We fight. We live for God. We trust God. We don't care what the arrogant say. We fight. We live for God. We're almost done. Isn't it something that people that are arrogant, people that are false prophets, false apostles. They love to be braggarts. They love in the macro. They love the attire. They love Rome. They love the wealth. They love the people kissing their feet. And the people that get in the church, that it's their will over God's will, are the same way. They just know how to mask it a little better. Oh, yeah. Well-intentioned dragons, as one author put it. The people that I have a problem with are those people that think they know God a little better than I do. And they may be smarter in the sense that they have more education. But they don't have the call. Your pastor has the call. You better trust your preacher. You better stay under all the authority of your prayer. There's protection there. Oh, I love the Lord here tonight. I hardly ever have problems with people. And really, I don't really have this happen, but every once in a while, these people that call themselves to preach, that are arrogant, that are very confident, they're so confident they make me feel like I'm wrong. But that's that spirit that's on them. I've got to be in the Holy Ghost to do battle with people like that. I know what I'm talking about. I mean, they're so arrogant and so full of themselves. Bless God, preacher, I had a dream, and boy, it catches me off guard, and I've got to go pray and see God, and God will talk to me about it and deal with me about it. But people like that hardly ever say, Pastor, if there's anything you need for me to do, I just won't be saved. If you need me to vacuum the carpet, preacher, if you need me to go on outreach, preacher, I don't need a name or title. I don't need a position. I just want to be saved. See, what I said all that to say, pride is destroying us, church. The devil wasn't always the devil, but pride couldn't stay in heaven. Let's lift up our hands. Oh, the wicked in his pride doth persecute the poor. When you give yourself to pride, you're going to persecute people. When you give yourself to pride and arrogance and thinking more highly of yourself, you're going to want things your way. You're going to want things your way. It all goes back to pride and wickedness. Oh, the wicked through pride, the pride of his countenance, will not seek after God. God is not in all his thoughts. It's not about you, church. It's about him. It's not about what you want. It's about what he wants in your life. Hallelujah. Don't be arrogant. Don't be full of yourself. Behold, this was the iniquity of that sister Sodom. Pride, fullness of bread. I tell you what's wrong with Sodom. It was pride that brought in all of that. Pride is destructive. Oh, and Daniel, but when his heart was lifted up and his mind hardened in pride, he was disposed from his kingly throne and they took his glory from him. I tell you, if you think you're a king tonight, God will bring you low. Pride will bring you low. Pride will destroy you. Would you pray with that person next to you and say, God, I don't want to be like some that fall to pride. I don't want to be like the some that are so arrogant they can't say they're sorry. I don't want to be like the some that can't follow a preacher. I don't want to be like the some that won't hear instruction and that won't worship and honor God. Oh, Nebuchadnezzar said it. He said, now I, Nebuchadnezzar, praise and extol and honor the King of Heaven. Oh, whose works are truth and his ways judgment, and those that walk in pride. He is able to abase. I'm telling you, that was his testimony after the fact. Come on, don't have an after the fact testimony. Have a testimony that said, I didn't follow their pernicious ways. Come on, let's love the Lord here, saint of God. Oh, I feel good spirit here tonight. I feel a good thing going on here tonight. Follow God. With all that's within you, follow God. With all that's within you, trust your pastor. With all that's within you, get to work in the church. This is your church. Don't listen to those seducing spirits. Oh, we love you, Lord. Let's come to the front as we pray. I want you to pray with somebody else here in the church. This is your church. Say, God, I don't want to bring a curse to the church. I want to bring a blessing. It's time for me to get to work. It's not time to try to get a name or a title. It's not time for me to think about me and myself and I. It's time to think about God. God, you brought me into the church for a reason. God, you brought me into the church for time, for such a time as this, God. I don't want to squander the time that you have for me to be used of God. The time is short, brethren. It's not time to be confused. It's not time to waste time on things, trivial things. Oh, I don't want to listen to a seducing spirit. I don't want to trust just anybody that's dressed in a suit just because they proclaim something. No, I want to make sure that I hear from God. Hallelujah. Deceived by religiosity, are those that claim to have God, but they don't have God. Oh, doctrines of devils. Oh, they're following doctrines of devils. I'm old saying to God, you're going to have to ask God to protect you from seducing spirits. Oh, hallelujah. Now the Spirit speaketh expressly. That in the latter time some shall depart from the faith, giving heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of devils. They're not going towards another faith. No, there's only one faith, one way. We love. I pray for the pastor of this church, God. I pray for his family. Protect him from evil, from evil spirits. God, I pray for this church. Protect it from false doctrine, God. Protect the young people, God, from all of the filth that's going on in the world. God, protect the men and the women of this church, God, from the spirit of lust and fornication and evil and wickedness, I pray. Come on, have you opened any windows to your soul? Have you opened any doors to your heart? Amen, to allow seducing spirits, wicked devils to come into your mind and heart. Close them tonight. Your heart belongs to God. Your mind, your spirit belongs to God. God, I want to be used of you. I don't care if I get any credit, God. I don't care if I get any credit, God. I just want to be used of you. To do your will, God, is the highest calling, God. To do your will, God, is the highest calling, God. Come on, lift up your hands high unto the Lord. Say, God, I want to be used of you for good, God. I want to fulfill your purpose, your will for good, God. Hallelujah, 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 God. Work on our hearts. Let the Lord work on your heart tonight. Remember, you're going to have to do good and fight evil. These spirits are persistent. These spirits are persistent. These spirits are persistent. You're going to have to fight back. God, protect me. Oh, God, the Bible says you shall know them by their fruits. Hallelujah. These people that bring evil spirits, you're going to know them by their fruits. Bless this church with revival. Bless this church with revival, God. Hey, there's some here tonight that need to hear this. They need to get right with God. Support the church with all their heart. Lord, I love you, Lord. Wonderful God, wonderful God, wonderful God. Why don't we walk around this church for a little bit with our voices raised unto God and just proclaiming victory, proclaiming the will of God in our lives to be used to God, proclaiming protection over the church and over God's people. Come on, let's pray in faith. Not time to complain. Not time to look at the negative. It's time to be working. It's time to work for God. Let's pray here. Amen. With joy, with expectancy, with faith. Come on. Hallelujah. Come on, where's the voice of victory through your trial? Where's the voice of victory through your trial? Oh, the devil wants you to suffer. He wants you to be confused. He wants you to be distraught. But tonight, pray in victory. Pray in faith. Come on, as you're walking around the church, let the Holy Ghost use you in tongues right now. Pray in tongues right now. Come on, in the Holy Ghost. Be used of God. There's no higher calling. No higher calling. Hallelujah. Let's gather up here one more time and just begin to love the Lord. Lift up your hands to God. Say, God, I want to fulfill your will. Oh, come on up here. Let's close. Hallelujah. Let's worship the Lord. Let's honor the Lord. Close your eyes. Reach out to God. Come on, pray one for another. This is your church. This is the family of God. This is your church. Hallelujah. Come on, this is your church. This is the family of God.